Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we discuss the issues facing our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we've got a great show coming up for you, but first I want to thank some of the sponsors that help make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Johnny's RV, the home of the sweet deal. You got it.
Of course, I want to thank all our sponsors. and you are great listeners because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. Remember, SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106. Or, hey, check us out on Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And you can always check out ScuttlebuttNetwork.com for more information. Coming up later this hour on SVN, we'll be joined by Mr. Lou Lartigue from the South Alabama Veterans Council. He's going to get us up to speed on all the happenings in the area concerning Independence Day, July 4th, which is coming up next week. And we're also going to chat with Vernon Pugh from Johnny's RV. He's going to give us the latest on the deals they have for our veterans and military as we continue to open up the nation after the scam-demic, I guess you could say.
Scam-demic.
Of course, the summer's driving. What you got, Tom?
A scam-demic.
There you go. And, of course, the summer driving season is heating up with July 4th upon us. Of course, later on we'll have Tom's tirade on suicide. It's painless. It's a good one you don't want to miss. And but first, it is a pleasure to be joined on SBN by the 95% member of the FM Talk 106.5 team, Mr. Dalton Ulrich. Dalton, hey, welcome to this side of the Scuttlebutt.
There you go. You finally have a title, Dalton.
Thank you so much for inviting me to be on tonight.
You finally have your title, the 95% man.
That's right. I appreciate that, Cal. They might be coming after me at the station tomorrow, but I'll take it tonight.
That's all right. You're all right tonight.
Yeah, it's normally 95% when something screws up, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
But, hey, I know you're normally on in the morning show. They're on FM Talk 106.5, and a lot of times you're working the board when we're out doing one of our remotes, so it's great to have you join us. I know there's some great things that are happening there with the radio station, and so get us up to speed on all the good things. I know there's a great new app that has come out.
There is. So first off, a couple bits of good news here. You might have noticed if you're driving a little bit further away from Mobile and listening to the station, the signal might be coming in a little more strong than it has the last few months. And that's good news for everybody, but we're really relieved at the station. We got transmitter up and running and Network, and now an extra way to listen to Scuttlebutt, and that's the new FM Talk 106.5 app. And I know Tom, this might be going over your head a little bit.
So oh, it is.
Maybe I'm speaking to Cal and the rest of the audience here, but it's available. It's free. The Apple iTunes Store, the App Store, and also the Google Play Store if you're an Android holder. And plenty of great features with that app. You can listen to the live stream of the show. So Scuttlebutt on right now. If you happen to be looking at the app, we have a nice Scuttlebutt logo sitting there and a nice clear live stream going. And then once the show is over, you'll be able to pick up the podcast on that same app just by clicking podcast on the side of the page.
Okay, great. So it's you can not only listen live, but the podcasts go directly to the FM Talk 106.5 app rather than having to search for it out there.
That's exactly right. And honestly, you know, I listen to a ton of podcasts, and it's so easy on the app that even on my way into work in the morning, I'll pop it open and catch up a little bit, recap some of the stuff that had happened the day prior. If you like listening to Tom and Kevin on Monday night's car show, you could listen to that as your lead into Scuttlebutt, basically giving you the keys to the entire station through the app. So it's really cool. And then a couple more options. If you like calling in, if you like texting, you can do that directly through the app. And a new way, also, you can leave a voicemail for different shows and different stations. And it's right there in the app, a little microphone at the bottom of the screen. Pretty much everything you need right at hand. Some of the bits that I like a lot, there's a traffic map. So if you're getting ready to travel or getting ready to leave or go to work, you can pop that thing open, and while you listen live to traffic in the morning or evening, look at the map and see what's going on in real time. Also have weather on there, so lots of really cool options.
Outstanding. So people can leave voicemails for Sean and just keep him constantly harassed. That would be the 5% yeah. member of the FM Talk 106.5
really
team.
What it comes down to is we weren't being harassed enough, and we needed to add another option for folks to leave some mean messages. We're kind of disappointed so far. We've only been getting nice messages. So the meaner you are, the more likely you are to make it on the air. I'll just say that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've always figured, you know, you really haven't made it until you have people that are screaming at you or you've basically been canceled on Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how I understand. That's what fame is anymore, right? Getting everybody mad at you.
Pretty much, you know, except, yeah. You know, Tom just cut to the chase. He canceled himself on Twitter.
Smart. You know, Tom, even though he acts like he doesn't really know what's going on in the world of technology, he's so far ahead of the game, he's just left everybody in the dust, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let y'all figure it out, I'll handle it.
Right by us. in fact, he's probably listening to the show on his phone with the new app right now.
I am.
He probably is. But, man, we're so excited about the app. And, you know, I got, for instance, I'm a new dad. I'm not always able to stay up and listen live to Scuttlebutt, so I could listen to the podcast previously, but now it's so much easier for me to pop that one button, hit FM Talk 106.5 on my home screen, and put podcast and search Scuttlebutt, and then I'm listening to whichever show of you guys I want to listen to. So we're really excited about the app.
Well, and the neat thing about it is now you don't have to jump in, you know, to like an iHeartRadio or a TuneIn app. You can just listen directly from this app.
Yeah, exactly. So I've got an iPhone, and forever I've used iTunes podcast, and because I listen to other podcasts there, if I'm just looking for something on our station that happened recently, this whole cycle of opening it, waiting for it to update, and hoping it shows up, and then clicking on it takes some time. But I'm telling you, this new app, fastest thing, and as soon as you open it, the live stream starts. So if you're traveling, you're out of town, not near the actual station, super easy to listen live.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it's always great to be able to pick up the stuff there on FM Talk 106.5, the local stuff, when I'm out traveling. If they're going to search for it on either Apple or the Google Play, is it FM Talk 106.5?
Yeah, so what you do is you open either of those stores and search FM Talk, TALK 106.5, smash all those letters together and numbers, so you can space them out. Just don't put a decimal in there. I'm not sure why, but it confuses the poor little search engines there, and they spit out all kinds of other apps. But if you put FM Talk 1065 without a decimal point, you'll see it first thing, or the logo of the station. Hit download, and you'll be in business.
That sounds great. Hey, Dalton, we appreciate you joining us. Dalton Orweg, 95% of the FM Talk 1065 team.
The man.
Hey, Cal, I really appreciate the invite from you and Tom, and with Independence Down the Horizon here, I want to thank you guys for all you do for, well, the station first off, but the nation as a whole and the service that you've given. So I really appreciate you.
Outstanding. Hey, Dalton, we appreciate you joining us. Hey, you guys, you can catch him in the morning there on FM Talk 106.5. He is the sports guru. But, hey, on the other side of the break, Mr. Lou Lartigue from the South Alabama Veterans Council will return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
My rifle is my best friend. It is my life.
I must master it as I must master my life. Without me, my rifle is useless. Without my rifle, I am useless.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, Voice of the Veterans for the Veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also catch us on, the brand new FM Talk 106.5 app for your smartphone, as well as Facebook, and you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SVN. And, of course, you can check out our podcast through the new FM Talk app. It's also up on most of the major podcasting sites out there as well. And if you like to listen to Tom's tirade on demand, that's up at castbox.fm. Hey, and it's always an honor to be joined on SBN by veteran patriot, Mr. Lou Lartigue from the South Alabama Veterans Council. Hey, Lou, thank you for joining us. And
hey,
thank you for your service.
Thanks for having me on, Cal.
How you doing, Colonel? You got it all covered tonight?
I got it covered. I'm all over it.
I tell you what, this is a big weekend for all of us veterans, and there's a lot of veteran service organizations that have got a lot of events going on. How do we stand with some of those?
Well, I tell you what, just about every post has some kind of event going on the 4th of July. And because it's on a Sunday, most of them are having their events in the afternoon. But I would recommend that any veteran just take, go to their local veteran service organization, VFW, American Legion, whatever, at home post, and there'll be something going on there, without a doubt. And so I do know that the American Legion 199 over at over in Fairhope has a big barbecue going on.
Well, if it's anybody in that area, would be very advantageous to the Veterans Association and that post to partake with in this barbecue chicken or pulled pork meal, because that main building is still closed due to the storm damage, but they're going to serve this as a drive-through, I understand.
Yeah, they're going to serve it as a drive-through, and I think the tiki bar is going to open in the afternoon and. About noon, it opens at noon, and so they'll be serving adult beverages, and of course you can drive through and pick up your meal or eat it there. You can't get in the building, but you can still take advantage of that.
Right, right.
Yeah, they're working like Trojans trying to get back online over there, and it took a pretty bad hit. That's over a 100-year-old home, and so it's coming back slowly.
I hear you. And as you said, most other VSO home posts will have lunches on the 4th of July for your members, and recommend that you just contact your post, as you said, and see what's being done. Now, in another area of veterans, we had a ceremony for a Vietnam veteran killed in Vietnam on 28 June 1972, which was 50 years ago. Now, how did that work? What was going on there?
Yeah, I guess they were with the 1st Cav Division, and they encountered Viet Cong and North Vietnamese Army defending a big supply depot, and they had a pretty gruesome fight there. And there were three close friends that were killed. There was Corporal Berniski of Clearwater, Florida, Staff Sergeant Willie James of Mobile, and Sergeant Gerald Dowditz of Downers Grove, Illinois. And so the folks got together and said, 50th anniversary, we need to recognize what they did. So American Legion Post 250 Honor Guard, along with the Marine Corps League, the police department, training academy was there, the horse mounted policeman, and the family was there. And we paid special tribute, had a 21 gun salute and taps, and afterwards awarded the Vietnam Medal to medallion to the family, put it on his gravestone, and then awarded it to the family. And they were very appreciative. They were. It was quite a ceremony.
It was. It was very exciting and very solemn experience to recognize one of our veterans that was killed. That the ceremony was actually at 1 p.m. and that's the same time that those three veterans were killed 50 years ago. So and the ceremonies were held in all three locations.
At 1
p.m. So that was a very unique deal there, and they had a lot of representation from Mobile. I know myself and a bunch of my guys from P.O. Wilson, Attachment Marine Corps League was there, and that was a great deal.
Yeah, it was, and it just goes to show you that not only do we welcome our Vietnam veterans home, but we also thank them constantly for their efforts and everything. So
we don't
great.
Forget them.
And to carry on with that just a minute, the medallion that was awarded by the Chamber of Commerce, the Mobile Bay Area Veterans Day Commission in 2019, the Vietnam veteran was selected as Patriot of the Year, and they struck a medal, a medallion. It's a very striking medallion.
Oh,
very
it's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
And
I received
to give
one
to all
yes.
of the Vietnam veterans. And you don't have to have served in Vietnam.
Right.
It's just you have to have been in the service there from 1 January 1961 to 14 August 1974, and you'll be eligible for it.
Right.
And all you have to do is fill out a very short application,
right,
and you can get the medal.
That's so true. Yes, yeah, and as you say, January 1st, 1961, August 14th, 1974. I know that I fell into that category because I was still in the Marine Corps in August of 1962, so
yep.
I didn't participate in the actual war in Nam, but I was in the service during that period of time. I wasn't sent overseas.
Yeah, and that's the way they did the Korean War medallion when the Korean War veterans were the Patriot of the Year also.
Right.
And I think Fran Barbara Byrne has taken up the mantle of being the point of contact for the Bay Area veterans thing, and she's at if you're eligible and you want to fill out one of the applications, you can go online to veteransday-mobilebay.com, and there's a copy of the application there. And then you can get with Fran Barber, and she's at 605-1290, and make arrangements to have the medal presented.
Okay, that's awesome. And, leave it to Fran. She'll make sure that it's properly handled as well.
Oh, that's right. And what we're doing now is going back through for the ones who didn't, I guess coronavirus kind of interrupted our plans for getting this thing distributed.
Right.
And so we're back online now. And so we're trying to go around to all of the VSOs and say, fill out this. And if you want to get all you guys and gals together, then we'll come present it. And I think we're going to do that for the DEVA organization on Dolphin Island Post 250. and I think some other VSOs are lining up their guys, and so we'll, you know, have a we'll come to them and give them the medallion.
Yeah, I'll talk with the commander at Post 88 tomorrow night, and let them know about it if he's not aware of it. And I'll make mention of it at our Marine Corps League meeting tomorrow night for any of my guys that have it been taken care of.
It was awarded at the Veterans Day luncheon.
Right.
But not that many people got it, you look at the total. And the Chamber of Commerce went back in and ordered another 1,000 medallions.
Awesome, okay.
And so I think we got something like 600 left. And so
well, there's probably that many or more out there that deserve it. They're just not aware
exactly,
of it.
Exactly. Right. So, but anyway, that was a good deal.
Lou, we've got about a minute left here, but give us a little bit of insight on the new military legislation assistant for Congressman Jerry Carl.
Yes, Matthew Bishop. He's the military legislative assistant for Jerry Carl, and he's an Auburn alumni from Spanish Fork. And he worked for Congressman Bradley Byrne as his legislative assistant. He's a good guy, knows the ropes, and we hope to have him down to the South Alabama Veterans Council in the near future to talk to us about what kind of foxholes he dives in up there.
Right, that's so true. what kind of shields and all does he have to wear?
I know.
What kind of armor plating?
Yeah, I tell you, that's really something, and I did want to mention if you got
go ahead. We got about a half a minute.
Okay, we got Colonel Frank Barrow, who is the director of JROTC for Mobile County Public Schools, the 14 JROTC schools here, and received a national award as the National JROTC Director of Army Instruction, and that's for all the United States and the DOD
that's
schools.
That's unbelievable.
Around the world. So
yes.
What a great honor that was. And so if you see old Frank walking the streets, give him a shout out.
Right. And thank you for his service and what he's doing for our junior ROTC as well. And Lou, it's been a pleasure having you on board tonight. And we thank you for all the information, brother.
Okay, man. And look forward to seeing you in the future.
All right. We'll see you at the South Alabama Veterans Council.
Have a good 4th of July.
Yes, we will. We'll see you, brother.
All right. Bye.
All right. You can always go to scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. On the other side of the break, Mr. Vernon Pugh from Johnny's RV when we return on Scuttlebutt.
Here they come, zooming to me, the thunder. Adam boys, give her the gun. Now we die.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today.
And we certainly want to thank the fine folks that continue to help us make this show possible. The battleship, USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer, Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Johnny's RV, the home of the sweet deal. Did you get
it's
that?
It's always a privilege to be joined on SBN by Mr. Vernon Pugh from Johnny's RV, if his ears still work after that.
That sort of got me there a little bit.
Do I need to back off on the sweet?
You might need to go to your doctor and get a little testosterone or something. You're a little high pitched there.
I was at the doctor today, but he worked on the other end.
That may be the problem.
Yeah. Well, man, look, what's happening out at Johnny's RV? I know you guys have got a lot going on, and a lot of new things are happening out there. But what's happening in particular on 4th of July weekend?
Well, inventory's picking back up. Inventory was bad for a long time. It's picked up a couple of ticks where people can get some stuff now because it's got to where we didn't have what everybody wanted. You just couldn't find it. Interest rates are coming down a little bit more. Financing is so much easier, and we're finding that people don't want to stay in hotels and sleep on dirty sheets and mattresses and bedspreads. They're buying campers and doing their traveling and going to the state parks and seeing the sights and taking the kids with them. So, you know, if you were ever going to buy and you had doubt, hey, maybe my credit's not good enough. It used to be you had to be a 700, but you can be a 600 now, you know, and have fair to middle credit and still buy when you used to have perfect credit. So,
well, can you get these units for a reasonable down payment and a reasonable monthly payment? Don't they stretch them out quite a few months, Vernon?
They do. A lot of times, I'd say 90% of the times we get it done with zero down, and your payment will be, you can be as low as 100, 140 a month, up to, you know, 300, 400, 500 a month, and that's spending 70, 80 grand, because they finance them 10, 12, 15, and 20 years.
Okay.
Simple interest, just like a mortgage. So they make it where it's affordable,
right,
monthly-wise.
Right, right. And most of those vehicles are built now where that they'll last that period of time.
Oh, yeah. If you do your maintenance on it like you would do a vehicle, camper lasts you 15, 20 years.
Right.
It's just easier for folks now to buy them. Now's the time. You got football season coming up right around the corner, but inventory's picking back up. You know, lumber went down a little bit in the last week or two. So maybe we're starting to see some things back off a little bit now.
I think they will. But and what about some of the newer units? Are we seeing a lot? I know you guys aren't carrying the new units at the time, but do you think that may be a possibility one day?
We'll end up going back to new eventually. The problem is, after we sold out, all the good brands that would represent what we do at Johnny's are gone. So you'd have to take a new brand or an off-brand, and we're just not going to do that because that doesn't represent what we do. But we've got 21s and 22. We've got units that are new on our lot. They were new. They're used because we're a pre-owned dealer, not a franchise dealer, that we've acquired in different ways. But, you know, I've got some 21s out there that have never been used.
Goodness, okay.
At prices that are way cheaper than what other dealers want for them, you know.
Okay, so it's kind of like buying a 21 model car that's been used as a demonstrator or something.
Basically, some of them have been reps, demonstrators that they would take to shows and show. And
there you go. Okay.
We would have the opportunity to buy it at a discount, and we passed that discount along.
There you go. Okay. Well, this is an advantage for the buying public then, that they get a chance to get into a newer unit without all of the overhead and all the excess money that's already been covered and paid by somebody else.
It is. The only problem with buying new is, I can't speak for us, but other dealers, you're going to lose 30% of your money. But we always sold our units pretty much almost an invoice to get them out there, and our customers come back and trade with us.
Right.
We've had a lot of customers now that bought new ones and come to us. And
right.
They're upside down, $20,000,
$30,000, $40,000.
Okay,
yeah.
Because that dealer won't talk to them. They say, hey, we won't take it on trade. Go see somebody else.
Right.
Because they know that they're going to get, you know, revealed in that situation.
I'll be darned. Okay. Well, the other thing, too, is, though, that you're in a position, your organization is, to do all the maintenance on all these vehicles.
That's correct. We have one of the largest service facilities on the Gulf Coast. I mean, we just have the technicians, you know, that are certified. Probably got one of the, well, there's a couple of them, but a full-blown body shop, doesn't matter what it is, we can take care of it.
Let me ask you this. What about your days of operation during the holidays?
We're going to be off Monday. We're going to celebrate Independence Day because, you know what, it's been 245 years and we told the British to kick rocks. And we're going to celebrate it.
Right.
You know, others may not, but we're celebrating. We're closed Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And we're going to celebrate the independence that we deserve and that our men and women fought for, the ones that serve and have served. So, you know, we're going to take that day to remember.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't realize, Vernon, that we lost over a million of our people from the United States that have fought and give their lives for the independence that we're now celebrating on July the 4th.
It's out of sight, out of mind, and it's a sad situation because We wouldn't be living like we wouldn't be doing what we're doing 245 years ago if we didn't grab right. our arms and do something about it.
That's right, buddy. You know, and we've had to fight for this country and make sure that it was here and it was free for what. Hey, doing what we're doing now, we might be moaning and groaning and bitching about it, but at least we have that privilege.
It's better than any other country on this planet.
Amen. Amen.
Bar none.
Right. How about
if you don't like it and you don't want to bring the flag like some of those Olympians,
right.
you don't want to turn around, get kick rocks, go somewhere else.
Right,
don't represent me as a citizen in the Olympics.
Right. You don't represent me when you do that. You
no,
know,
sir.
You're
no,
not
sir.
You're not representing very many American citizens that I know of. But what about some media? How can we get in touch with you? Do you have any kind of inventory that's on the internet or website?
Every piece of inventory that's on my lot, as soon as it hits it, is pictured up and has specs and prices.
All right.
Can go to www.johnnysrv.com or premierboatandrv.com. You can reach us at 251-653-1049 or come see us on Highway 90, 5636 Highway 90, across from the post office in Theodore.
Okay.
So, everything I got is transparent. Prices, the whole works.
Well, give us those websites and the phone numbers again.
Johnny's RV, JohnnysRV.com and PremierBoatAndRV.com.
All right, brother. Thank you. Mr. Vernon Pugh with Johnny's RV Center down in Theodore, Alabama. If you have a need for their services or repairs for one of your vehicles, and or if you're interested in buying one, this is the man you need to go see. Let he and his people take care of you. And just about
thank
give them
so
away.
Much.
No down payment and low payments? Woo! I'll buy me three or four of them. All right, Cal, it's your turn.
Well, I had some comments on exactly why you need three or four of them, Tom.
Don't go there. Don't go
there
right now. Somebody might be listening.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, I mean, Tom, you know, I mean, it's a great time right now. If you're looking to get out there and travel, go and see the folks there at Johnny's. Obviously, with July 4th coming up, it's a great time to be traveling. But get out there on July 4th sometime and remember those who have fought for your independence. And I think this tirade that we got coming up, Tom, speaks volumes on
it
exactly
does.
What that sacrifice
it
means.
It does. It's very, very enlightening.
On the other side of the break, Tom's tirade on suicide is painless. All that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Mr. Tom Claxton.
Yeah, suicide is painless and thoughtless and not understood. But killing is easy. We as humans have been doing it since the dawn of time with Cain and Abel by the jawbone of an ass. Huh? See, the Democrats did start the whole damn thing. Or for you Darwinists out there, since Arthur Ark brought the monolith to the apes. Since then, we humans have become increasingly adept at killing and refining our art of war. We have evolved from the jawbone to the slingshot, from the musket to the 50 cal, from the catapult to the mortar, from the spear to the cruise missile, from line of sight to laser guided, from smallpox blankets to a weaponized Wuhan flu. Along the way, we have perfected the art of raining death upon our enemies. But we have yet to comprehend the truly human toil of the carnage. No, not the collateral damage that is so often spoken of in the apologetic press, but the effect that war has upon those who wage it, specifically our men and women in uniform. To put it in perspective, the year was 2012, just over a decade into the war on terror, and the suicide rate amongst the nation's active duty military personnel had spiked, eclipsing the number of troops dying in battle and setting a pace to reach a record annual high since the start of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, as reported by the Pentagon. Although the numbers were dramatic, the politicians inside the Beltway mainly ignored the situation.
Nonetheless, suicides continued to increase even as the United States military and the VA stepped up efforts to provide mental health, drug and alcohol, and financial counseling services. In 2012, the military reported that there had been 354 suicides amongst active duty troops through the year, a rate of nearly one each day. That number represented a threefold increase over the 130 active duty military suicides for the same period in 2011. A lot of discouraging numbers, a lot of talk, but no solutions in sight. I made those comments in my tirade of June of 2012. Unfortunately, we have been asked to accept a, quote, new norm of suicides amongst our active military and veterans. That's right, just deal with it, according to a report from USA Today. A little background first, though. The Army's suicide rate for active duty soldiers averaged nearly 11 per 100,000 from September 11, 2001 until shortly after the Iraq invasion in 2004. It more than doubled over the next 5 years, and with the exception of a spike in 2012, has remained largely constant at 24 to 25 per 100,000, roughly 20 to 25% higher than a civilian population of the same age and gender makeup as its military. And according to the experts, there is no answer in sight. David Rudd, president of the University of Memphis, who served on a panel of scientists that reviewed military mental health programs and issued a critical report in 2014, has commented, quote, years of relative stability at these profoundly higher rates may well be the new normal. So, there you have it. Let's just throw up our hands and surrender. I have no doubt that suicides did in fact occur in prior conflicts, but the Department of Defense only started tracking them since 1980, which makes it difficult to provide any solid comparisons with our prior conflicts, such as World War II, Korea, or Vietnam. Many have attempted to place the blame for the ongoing rash of suicides on the then-current scenario in which a bulk of service members have been subjected to multiple deployments, or the dire financial straits which face our military and their families with the never-ending summers of recovery. I would challenge both assertions. Although there are no records of suicides from World War II, the topic is a rarity in the memoirs and books penned by our patriots from that period. And our fighting men of the day were facing the dual specters of Great Depression at home and enlistment periods for the duration plus 6 months. And yet those men, many of whom would not be old enough to buy beer or a cigarette, but today could score some weed or have their balls removed on demand. They fought and died in combat, not by their own hand. One can only wonder what drove men such as these, unless it was truly a higher calling, divine providence, or the Judeo-Christian belief that there is no greater sacrifice than to give one's life for another. Perhaps what is equally distressing is that those in power seem to have no clue as to how to defuse the epidemic of military service member suicide, except to endlessly claim that they need to throw more money at the problem and hire more mental health professionals, most of whom have no experience in combat. However, in their attempt to compartmentalize the pieces of the problem, they failed to recognize that the suicide epidemic was not confined to the active duty force. In fact, as we have reported on numerous occasions on the Scuttlebutt Network, it is estimated that even now, 22 of our nation's veterans commit suicide every damn day, a number that has held firm from then until now, and that a majority of them are in fact plugged to the VA system. Now, let me say this loudly and firmly. The VA has made remarkable strides in its approach to treating our veterans since the culmination of the War on Terror, post-9/11. Unfortunately, what the mental health professionals and military brass may be missing is that while the generation rightly deserves to be called the greatest generation of our lifetimes, they are dramatically different from their World War II, Korean War, and Vietnam predecessors. While no one would question the patriotism of the current genre of grunts, the reality is that when they have been reared on instant gratification, chicken nuggets and mac and cheese, and weaned on the almighty Xbox under the detrimental glare of social media, theirs is a culture of Red Bull, monster drinks, and adrenaline-fueled thrill-seeking on sites such as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. They live for the high of celebrity, not the calling of something higher than themselves, and for them, the military becomes a natural outlet forthwith. Unfortunately, when the eye fades and the PlayStation cannot provide their fix, they are faced with the harsh reality. War is not a damn game. The killing is real, as are the mental wounds which never truly heal. And while you can restart the mission on Call of Duty, the effects of suicide are permanent, painful, and selfish. They also leave an indelible mark on those who are left behind, almost like the ripples of a stone that is thrown into a lake. Of course, there are the immediate effects of grief and sorrow for the close family and loved ones. But just as those ripples leave an enduring wake, the death of a veteran at their own hands reaches into the community, to far-reaching friends and families, straight into the communities where they grew up and lived, and far beyond that, to the larger network of those that fought valiantly by the side on the battlefield as brothers and sisters in arms. They are left with a gaping hole in their battle-hardened armor, knowing that they have lost one of the club and that one of their own no longer has their six. And that maybe, just maybe, there might have been something that should have been done to stop what happened. As highly trained warriors, we take pride in using situational awareness to assess the environment around us. Yet we are unable to detect the slight traces that might lead us to be able to prevent the ensuing tragedy. Suicide is painless and thoughtless, and it is most cruel to those left behind. To the families and the warriors that must cope with the loss of someone that was seen as an invisible husband, father, wife, mother, sister, son, daughter, shining star, leader, trailblazer, hero. We as a nation owe it to those who have taken the oath to ensure that they are embraced and that we will never fail to give them and their families the support that they deserve. Killing is easy. It is living that can often be difficult. But our only alternative is to lose a generation of our heroes to their own misguided sense of worthlessness, and in doing so, lose ourselves in our own isolation. We should remember that we, as veterans, are the first line of defense against our brothers and sisters taking their own lives. We must ensure that no one is left behind and alone to fall through the cracks. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM. And firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, a couple of Marines with just a little bit to say. The First Amendment right to say it and the fighting spirit to keep it. And Tom, a lot of good information in that tirade.
It's kind of hard to have to put it out though, Cal, but I mean, it was all the truth, and it is a dire scenario that is just sucking the heart out of a lot of our veterans and their families.
Well, and you know, as you said, Tom, it's not just the families, not just the immediate families. Right. I mean, you throw that stone into that water, right, and the ripples go on forever.
They go on forever. And not only that, but then all of the comrades and all that were involved with them and served with them during their combat and whatever it may be, and wherever it may have been, it hurts them too. I had the distinct, or I can't say pleasure. I attended a young Marine's funeral here like 3 weeks ago over in Orange Beach, and he had like 50 or 60 of his comrades there out of Third Force here in the Mobile area. And there was like 15 or 20 of his comrades and his buddies came and paid their own way from California to come to Orange Beach for his funeral. Now, you want to see a bunch of tore up guys, and most all of these guys knew this young Marine, and buddy, they were messed up. I mean, they had to leave that funeral with their heads messed up bad.
Well, yeah, and you know, just like you said in the tirade there, Tom, you know, it's not just the family members. It's right. It's those Marines that came in and just said, wait a minute.
Right, right.
We've just lost this person who we held up,
right,
as invincible.
Right. Oh, yeah. You're 10 feet tall and bulletproof, you know?
Yeah. And suddenly they're not there. And so then those questions start entering into your mind, and right, that's right, what we've got to try to stop.
Right.
That domino effect, Tom.
Well, it's so true. And then and our first sign of help has to be from the veterans themselves. It seems like we're the only ones that's going to step out front and try to help these guys. A lot of other people are trying, but they haven't reached them yet. And a lot of times, only a veteran that has combat experience, has been where they've been, can reach, you know, reach these guys and try to pull them through this.
That's it. Hey, remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!